So we were just discussing what to say, and but I will start briefly with some words which what I take home from these 2 days. From these 2 days, I think I have 4 or 5 points. We learned, at least I learned, and maybe I knew it, droughts are complex. It's important to look at a systemic level to droughts. On the other hand, also we realize that every part of the world experiences drought at the moment, even in countries in the north of Europe, like my own country. So that gives also me the idea, well, droughts cannot be ignored. It should be discussed and dealt with. Because droughts have severe impacts and are costly in terms of the economy, of the environment, but also socially. The effects of droughts are connected with many sectors, the energy, agriculture, biodiversity. So a holistic approach is needed. Look then at the impact on water and vice versa. We heard and learned of many examples during the 2 days where solutions were presented, where management options were presented, also quite a lot of tools. And in many cases, these droughts do not stop at the border, so the transboundary element, I think, is often there. And also with this last session, I think the case of the global character of droughts and connected to the hydrological cycle was clearly presented. The example of the deforestation in the Amazon affecting the La Plata River Basin was clear. And also that brings me to the idea about to my what I take home is that it's important to understand how our physical system, we should better understand how that works and respect the boundaries of the hydrological and soil cycles. Because also I think that in the last section, there's this element of deforestation affecting evaporation and precipitation. I think it's important to better understand that because we have to maintain a kind of balance. And without that, we experience these droughts, the effects, which are with all these negative effects I already mentioned. So that, I think, is also a message we have to bring to other arenas, not only in our water bubble, but link it also to, internally in our countries, but also to the international arena where these items are discussed. And it shouldn't not only be the water community. I think it's important to go to the energy, the agriculture, the biodiversity, and so on. So for this moment, I think this is it as my first shot.
You, what's left for me?
A lot.
No. Well,